Live got booed after a strike on the seventh inning last night. San Diego again tonight, 6 o'clock here on KGFX. Our next update in the 8 o'clock.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by May Adam. Another busy morning as first up we talk to T.F. Riggs, Sports AD Brian Mosher. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And boy, we're already at the end of the spring season. Lots of sports getting ready for the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing to think that you blink and here we are, not only the end of the sports season, end of the school year. And, you know, we just keep chugging along with all the sports and trying to get everything in with the weather.
And that's been the key pretty much since this winter. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that had to move and get rescheduled, but everybody's been pretty diligent in getting those in because, you know, you got to have so many games in.
Yeah, and it's really difficult, too, because, you know, it's just you try to juggle that in school and out of school for our athletes,
right.
For the academic side of things. But then on the other side, you need to get in, you know, those games so you can get the seeding points that you need going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And boy, this year, from the start of the year, has really been a successful one for the athletics.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate, and I've been very blessed to have a really fun year to be able to watch our kids grow and learn and achieve some of those goals that they want to achieve. And, you know, it's just been one of those years that it just, once it got going, it just kept rolling and steamrolling to the next sport, to the next sport, to the next sport, and just been an amazing year.
Yeah, everything has just really kind of fallen into place with the teams. The community has been super excited, you know, and as always, there to support these athletes.
We have the best community in the state when it comes to athletic support. There's no question about it, hands down. You go and you go to any venue, any game throughout the year, whether it's home and away, and we have a sea of green that's in our bleachers, and you don't see that anywhere else. So
just got to take hats off and say a big thank you to the community.
Absolutely, and they deserve a lot of the credit too. You know, it's athletics, especially at the high school level, are a momentum game and you know, an atmosphere game, and if you can bring an atmosphere and support your kids, it really helps them to step up and play the game.
It really does, and it helps them growing up in this great tradition of the athletics at the school and within the community and all the support that, you know, they just want to do their best, period, but especially for everybody around them.
Yeah, and I really believe that our community bought into that, mm-hmm. You know, with us not having a college campus here or, you know, not a lot of other things going on. Our high school sports are very, very important, and it really drives our community to, you know, come and watch and support, but it also drives our kids to want to achieve at a higher level.
Absolutely. And, you know, with all the success of all the teams we have this year, it's great, but you also had a new sport you added this year. How did things go with softball in year one, do you think?
Softball went great. You know, I didn't realize the amount of work that it would take to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now that we've got it going, the field is in pretty good shape. We've got some things you need to do there. But the actual season itself, you know, we hired two great coaches and 30-plus girls out, and they're competing at a pretty good level. You know, they're right in there, 5-9 for the season. And you know, if you look at the games that we've won, it's teams of our or towns of our size,
right?
Where, you know, we're losing to the Sioux Falls and, you know, Rapid City Stevens and some of those, but for the most part, we're competing pretty well.
That's great. I mean, in that first year, I mean, you really do. I mean, it's a brand new thing that you're starting, you're building, and you know, getting the girls excited in this new program and moving forward. Yeah, not a bad start to it.
Nope, it's been a great start to it. And again, like I said, it's along with all the other sports and the climate of the field and the things that we're doing down there at that Riggs Field has really brought excitement and enthusiasm to the sport as well. And we've had great fan base there too. So
right.
It just continued on, even though we've added another sport.
Yeah, that's what you hope for, and again, the community stepped up with that. So, yeah, it's been such a great year for sports. Hard to believe we're winding it down, you know, with sports and the school year. But as we go into summer, you know the athletes are going to be doing what they need to do to get ready for the fall?
Yeah, we'll start our strength and conditioning and speed and agility and 7-on-7s and open gyms and all of that stuff, camps, you know, as soon as the first day of summer. So we'll get rolling right away, and those kids will be back in it, and those juniors now become seniors, and we lost a great group of seniors this year and pick up another great next year.
Absolutely. So best of luck to all the teams that are wrapping up their spring season and going into playoffs. I hope, you know, they do the best they can, which you know they will. They'll want to be there and, you know, do their best for their community and for their teammates too.
Absolutely. And thanks for the opportunity to come in.
Yeah. Nice to have you here, Brian. And enjoy your summer although it's not going to slow down.
It won't slow down much.
Absolutely. All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Brian Mosier, the AD for sports this morning, joining us on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll continue and talk about the Avera Race Against Cancer right after this. 7:35 as we continue on with People in Your Neighborhood. Joining us this morning, it's Liz Marceau, and we also have Deanna Waldron here. And it's getting close this weekend, the Avera Race Against Cancer. Are y'all set and ready to go?
Ready and set to go. We are getting ready to mark the course on Friday, so that will be happening. We did receive all of our packets and t-shirts and all that stuff from Sioux Falls on Monday, so we'll be ready for packet pickup Friday from 4:30 to 5:30 at Burn, which is at our new location, which is 1908 North Garfield. And then there, you can also pick up your packet Saturday morning, right before the race, starting anytime after 7. Race, should say program, starts at 8, and Ready, Set, Go is at 8:30.
Fantastic. And if folks kind of want to get a preview of the course and a look at it, you do have it up on your Facebook page.
We do. I just posted it just this morning, so you can go and take a peek. But we'll start right at the Helmsley Center and then head down to the bike path and get on the bike path, head out towards Farm Island. It's just an out and back, and so the turnarounds will be marked for each distance.
Fantastic. And folks, if they decide, you know, maybe Saturday morning, they've been kind of thinking about it and they want to come out and be part of this, that's a possibility. And there's so many different things that they can do, right?
Yes, we have same day registration. They can come, they can just be sideline supporters, like we have said previously. They can have strollers, kids are welcome. They can run, jog, walk, whatever suits you. And there's water stations at the halfway point. We have people who are just there to be at the start and the finish line, along the trail. Anything is welcome. Everyone's welcome.
And this the second go round here for Pier, I know a lot of people are looking forward to this, and it's all for a really, really good cause.
It is. Everything raced here stays here, which I think is great. We have had almost double the entries as we did last year, so that's awesome. There are scattered showers, I believe, in the forecast, but we're optimistic. Bring your raincoats. We will have, I think we're going to plan on for a tent at the finish line, just, you know, for anyone that wants to stick around. Mm-hmm. For that social hour before and after. So I think we're optimistic for good weather.
Good weather.
Yeah, we still have a couple of days. You know how they change the forecasts from hour to hour sometimes.
Right. Right.
So we'll hope for a good day. Just plan to, you know, that morning dress appropriately and come on out and enjoy the festivities. And, you know, the Avera Race Against Cancer, a very well-known race, and we just want to have as many people there as possible.
We do, yeah. We want to invite anyone from the peer community or surrounding communities to come out and join us. It is, of course, for a good cause. Everyone's been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form, and so let's support those people as they rally or honor those that have passed.
Absolutely. We'll have the Dakota Cruiser out there, too, so folks can't miss it. We'll have the lights going and the music, and it's all going to be a good time for a good cause.
It is, right. Yeah. We have an opening song. I think it'll be a good a good sentimental piece that will get everything started, get everyone ready. It's just a good energy all around.
Absolutely. Yep. So if they have any questions, they can reach out to you, I'm sure, and you'll be happy to answer.
Yes. Yep. Feel free to reach out to us on our Facebook page. We're keep an eye on that pretty closely. So, yeah, it should be fun, and can't wait to see everybody on Saturday.
All right. Liz and Deanna, thanks for stopping by this morning. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. And there is our people in your neighborhood this morning. Time now for our Wet Nose Wednesday update brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. And joining me this morning, Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And how are we doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Excellent. And I know, you know, things have been kind of full there at the shelter. How are they looking these days? And do you have somebody you want to really put in the spotlight for us?
Yeah, things are looking a little bit more optimistic. I think we have some good adoptions happening this week. So that's always exciting because we are absolutely filled to the brim. In both the cat and dog areas, the shelter's full, foster homes are full. So any adoptions going out are definitely happy times. So that means we have open spaces to help, you know, the next set of animals.
Right. And that's what it's all about. In those open hours, that's really a good time where you can kind of come in, bring the family, meet some of the animals, and spend some time with them to find out a little bit more about them.
Yes, absolutely. Open hours on Saturdays from 11 to 1. You can stop on out and visit with volunteers and board members, ask questions about any of the specific animals. They will be happy to help you introduce you to somebody or figure out kind of what you're looking for and find someone that meets the needs of your family. We can go into the cat areas and just play and snuggle and socialize with the cats, take a dog out into the dog yard and play fetch and just kind of hang out there. Excellent opportunity to see all the animals available. Betsy is one in particular I'd like to talk about. She is just over a one-year-old black lab mix. She is absolutely beautiful, very sweet, very spunky, and full of all kinds of puppy energy. But she is doing great with her crate training. She has a foster sister that she does really well with, but I think she would also be good in a single dog home. She's young, playful, energetic, and definitely would be looking for, you know, a friend to spend some activities with here over the summer. So all those runners you guys were just talking to.
Yeah.
Betsy's one to check out. She'd be a great jogging, running companion for sure.
She sounds like she would be a great one. And that's the, you know, wonderful thing about open hours. You can meet Betsy or some of the other animals. And we want them to have their forever home. So this is important to learn more about them, to see how, you know, they interact with you and how they get along with everybody. So, you know, we encourage folks to come on out, and if they want to help out, you've got a list of different things that you need to take care of the animals every day.
We certainly do. On our website is our wish list. Those are just our basic necessities that we use every single day. Paper towels, laundry soap, bleach, garbage bags, dog food, cat litter, all of those things that it takes to take care of dozens of animals every single day of the year.
Yeah, that's important for you guys to have, and that's a way that we can help out as well. So we appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll find Betsy a home very soon and many of the other animals there too.
Hopefully, yes. That would be wonderful.
All right. Well, have a great week. We'll check in with you again next Wednesday, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Our Wet Nose Wednesday update brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.